My wife and I have the privilege of being able to support a number of missionaries and even some of the radio ministries that are aired here on Family Life. And we found something very interesting that happened to us this last week, and maybe you have even experienced that. But two of the radio ministries that we have supported, we just received this last week their year-end appeal letter. In fact, one was written at the end of November talking about a matching gift challenge that this particular ministry had and encouraging us to support that with a gift that would help with their match. And I share that with you because of the fact I'm thinking, I understand that the post office was swamped this year as far as mailings were concerned, but it was a long time coming. In fact, we never got that year-end appeal letter until the middle of January, even though it was mailed at the end of November. And that might be the case with you who are listening right now on our mailing list, have supported the Ministry of Family Life, and really didn't receive the letter until after the year end was over with. Well, let me just tell you this, that the year-end appeal was to allow people to have tax benefits for the year 2020. But our goal of reaching $600,000 continues to be there. In fact, as you probably heard this past week, we had some generous donors in the Syracuse area put up a $30,000 matching gift challenge that, when met, will get us to that $600,000 mark. And as I speak this morning, we are now $11,000 away from hitting that $30,000 challenge and hitting the $600,000 mark. So just in case you did not receive our year-end letter appeal, or you got it after the year-end is over with, there's still time to get involved, and you can help us raise that final $11,000. You can do it by going online at fln.org/give, or you can mail a gift to Post Office Box 506, that's Bath, New York, 14810. Thanks so much for joining me today, and again, thank you for your partnership with us at listener-supported Family Life.